This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Ми не залишимо без нашої відповіді жодну агресивну.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said global pressure on Russia had to be increased significantly during his nightly video address on Thursday. Zelensky also said the talks on Ukraine joining the European Union should begin this year. But the EU has made addressing corruption a requirement for Ukraine joining the 27-member bloc, and that process usually takes multiple years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Kyiv on Thursday with a delegation of more than a dozen officials that promised military, financial and political aid before the first anniversary of the February 24th invasion.
We have agreement on how we will continue to work forward, both from a legislative standpoint as well as executive and community-based solutions, but the focus will always be on public safety.
That's Stephen Horsford, the chair of the U.S. Congressional Black Caucus, after a meeting Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The meeting centered on police reform and public safety. It came one day after the funeral of Tyre Nichols, a black man who died in January, 3 days after being beaten by police in Memphis, Tennessee. Biden said during the meeting that he talked with Nichols' family by phone and expressed hope that what he called the dark memory of that case would spur action. U.S. House Republicans have voted to oust Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The vote in a raucous session on Thursday to remove the Somali-born Muslim lawmaker came after her past comments critical of Israel. The Minnesota Democrat has apologized for comments that she said she came to understand were anti-Semitic. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.